For example, Peter, these urgent care today's date is 10/20/2022. Dictation is for Miss Andrea Martin. Martin spells M-A-R-T-I-N. Andrea spells A-N-D-R-E-A. Date of birth is 10/7/1975. This is a 47-year-old female here with painful urination, period. Patient stated, next paragraph, patient stated symptoms started today. Said the pain is not too bad, but says she is diabetic and usually gets frequent UTIs and does not wait until the pain gets worse, period. And she described pain as aching, worse during urination, better after urination. It said pain is confined to her suprapubic region, non-radiating. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies vomiting, diarrhea. She says she's eating and drinking well. Next paragraph, patient says she took her sugar today. It was 87. Next paragraph, patient is requesting a change in her metformin. She states that currently she's taking metformin 1,000 twice a day. And when she wakes up in the morning, she said her blood sugar is so low, she becomes asymptomatic. She says she wants a prescription for 500 milligrams that will she can take at nighttime before bed, period. Next paragraph, denies chest pain, denies headache, denies nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, denies chills, denies myalgia, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert oriented, no acute distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 96% of room air, blood pressure is 123/78, pulse 81, respiration 18, temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, no rebound, no guarding, no Murphy sign, no organomegaly, normal bowel sounds, tenderness in the suprapubic region, period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort in range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert oriented time 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is dysuria, number 2, diabetes, number 3, yeast infection prophylaxis. Of note, also patient request a B12 shot. She says she has a history of B12 deficiency and is beginning to feel weak and fatigue. She says she will feel abdominal symptoms when her B12 is low. So please put in her assessment B12 deficiency. Next paragraph, in the clinic today, the patient received an injection of B12, 100 micrograms, IM. Next line, a urinalysis was done. Urinalysis was unremarkable. However, patient is diabetic. She described early symptoms of UTI. I will go ahead and treat her. She was given in the clinic today, she was given Rocephin 1 gram IM. She was advised to, she was observed for approximately 20 minutes. She reported no side effects from the medication and is comfortable with my discharge plan. She was sent home with the following medication: Difluprin 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 2 days. Number 2, next medication, Ceftonir 300 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 7 days. Number 14, next medication, Metformin 500 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, she was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.